James, your thoughts after that one?
Good first half performance. Horrendous conditions for both teams with the wind, but I thought some of the football in the first half was excellent. Fortunate probably the first goal, but you've got to shoot to score and we'll take it. And second goal is just a bit of brilliance. Could have had more, very comfortable in the game. Deserved to win it and we're delighted to come up here and get 3 points.
Was it actually more difficult playing with the wind than it was into the wind?
No, look, I think you get to a point in a game and you hit high standards and we've done that and we want to be relentless, we want to be going and getting more goals, but the game was won in the first half. Because we realised how tough it was to play into that wind when it was going long, so we could defend a wee bit higher in the second half, and we just didn't quite have the fluidity in the second half that we carried in the first half, which it's not an issue if you get yourself 2 goals in front and you restrict the opposition to almost nothing. I think they had one header that Dennis could have threw his hat on. So look, it was a good all-round team performance and we're delighted to come up here and get 3 points because it's a tough place to come. Yeah, Chris was excellent again. Joe was excellent. Craig Whiting and Todorov worked really well. I think as a team, some of the football in the first half is the best I've seen this season in really tough conditions, and we were certainly more potent. We moved the ball quicker. We played through lines quicker, and it looked like they enjoyed doing it out there, even in those conditions, which is tough, but it's the same for both teams, so no problem with that. But no, I think to a man, even Sam Fisher was excellent stepping in and breaking lines, exactly what we'd asked him to do. It was a good all-round performance, and a very professional performance in the second half, but look, the game was won. We just knew we had to. It's another clean sheet. We know that out of all the teams in the country, we've got the best average goals against. That's including the 42 club, so we're proud of that. And that's down to the team, not me. But no, it's been a good afternoon's work for us.
It has. I know you don't look at the league table, but the fans will certainly go happy with knowing that 7 points is at the top.
Who drew?
Falkirk.
No interest. Yeah. Just say, look, there's Edinburgh there, there's Montrose, there's Alloa, there's loads of teams about. I'm not missing anybody out, but there's loads of teams about that Airdrie that will be there or thereabouts coming into the season for playoffs. We'll just concentrate on the Fermanagh Athletic Football Club, and that's all we can do. There's nothing else that we can't control, anything else other than our own performances and the way we play football and the way we do things. And today was a great example of that. A professional performance with some great football involved in that, and as comfortable an afternoon as we've had all season.
It was, well done. Enjoy.
Cheers, thank you.